300 to 400 feet away.
Roger.
And we're slowly going away. We're starting to see one side of it.
Roger. Houston, Eagle Eyes, Cooper City can see the thrusters firing up there on the S-4B.
Good show.
I can't even see him from here. He must be about 2,500 miles away.
Right. You're looking out the wrong window.
I'm sure going to like Snoopy because that's all I'm going to see.
Distance from the Earth now 13,531 miles. Velocity 16,063 feet per second.
Okay, I've got the 4B out my window now. Okay, Houston, this is CDR. I've got the 4B out of my window here.
Roger, Tom. It's looking great. It's a pretty bright network. Would like you to keep the camera moving around so we don't burn anything.
Houston, this is 10. Can you see all the particles around us?
Negative. Tom, all we got is the S-4B, and it's a real bright blob.
Yeah, okay. Well, it looks like...
Is your ALC switch on inside or exterior or interior?
It's on interior. You want to go exterior?
Let's try that.
That better?
On a black and white it is. Stand by on the color. We got that delay. Hey, yeah, that's a lot better. It took all that washout out. Looks good.
Charlie, we're looking for the Earth right now. We'd like to show it to you, but we can't find it.
Roger, it's down there somewhere. That's a smart comment.
Ask the navigator, he should know.
He's a housekeeper right now.
Okay, Houston. Now, this is Apollo 10. We want to get ahead and get some other things done. We're going to go ahead and turn off the TV for a while.
Roger. Copy.
This is Apollo Control at 4 hours, 10 minutes. Tom Stafford indicates that it's all of the television for a while. We're sure he'll give us enough notice when he wants to come back up with it. We're 28 minutes away from the nominal evasive maneuver time. However, both the ground and the spacecraft are go for this maneuver, and at crew option, they could perform it early. This will be a 19.7 feet per second burn with the service propulsion system, the big engine on the service module. Retrograde burn will put the S-4B out ahead of the Apollo 10 spacecraft, the dock configuration. And then shortly after the burn, the remaining propellants in the S-4B will be vented through the engine, be a propulsive vent.
And we're still slowly moving away from the S-4B, but that rascal is boresighted right at us.
Roger, Tom.
And there will be enough energy in this propulsive vent to put the S-4B on a trajectory that will go around the trailing edge of the moon and then into solar orbit. This is the slingshot maneuver. Distance from Earth now 1,449 miles. Apollo 10's velocity, 15,635 feet per second. This is Apollo Control at 4 hours, 14 minutes. We still have about 3 minutes worth of tape left that had accumulated during the news conference at the Kennedy Space Center. We'll turn that tape over to the transcript typist. And we'll continue to stay up live through this evasive maneuver. Apollo 10 is now 15,023 miles away from the Earth. Its velocity is 15,364 feet per second.
Valve is open.
Thank you, Charlie. We got it.
Roger.
Okay, estimate now that we're out a good 800 to 1,000 feet from the 4B and have moved out laterally, maybe 400 feet.
Roger.
It looks like our the burn direction that we'll be in will put us in the right direction there to keep moving laterally.
Roger, copy.
Houston, Apollo 10, we are in burn attitude this time.
Roger. We copy.
Mitch 1 coming on. Yaw 1 on.
Roger.
Mitch 2 coming on.
Roger.
Yaw 2 coming on.
Roger.
Apollo Control, Tom Stafford running some gimbal checks on the SPS engine prior to this evasive maneuver. We're about 3 minutes 57 seconds away from that maneuver, which will occur at 4 hours 39 minutes 9 seconds. Duration of the burn, 2.8 seconds, delta V, 19.7 feet per second. Apollo 10 is 17,529 nautical miles away from the Earth. Its velocity, 14,368 feet per second. The weight of the combined vehicles, 94,271 pounds.
Mark, 1 minute to the burn.
Roger. Roger.
SPS showed 90 PSI.
Roger.
Engines off.
Looks like a good burn to us.
Okay, we have, you see the residuals, plus one, 2 tenths, and 5 tenths.
We copy. Ten, Houston, that burn looked real good to us. I think the SPS is go.
Roger, and we're leaving the 4B way behind.
Roger.
Houston, Apollo 10, all the post-burn items are cleaned up.
Roger, Tom, we copy. Stand by.
Roger, could you give us, before we pick up the PTC at 12 hours, could you give us an angle so we could look at the Earth out of one of the windows?
Roger, we're going to have an update on that flight plan maneuver for you. Stand by. Houston, we're about 95% sure that we're going to skip mid-course number one. Give us some time to look at the data, and we'll get back and confirm that with you definitely.
Okay.
And 10, Houston, when you doff your suits, we'd like each one of you to give us a reading on your suit radiation decimeters, please. Stand by. That's affirmative, Gene. Go ahead. You can start the bat A charge. Apollo 10, Houston, when somebody's down in the LEB, we'd like a readout of the LEM CM Delta P.
Roger, John Terry will get us for you.
Roger.
Roger, we're reading 8/10 right now.
Roger, copy 8/10.
Make that 8,500.
Okay.